My father was Lewis Patrick Lynch, Big Lou to his friends. In christening me Lewis Charles, the Charles from my mother's father, they meant for me to be called Lou as well, though I've been known all my life by the nickname given to me on the first day of kindergarten at Cuyahoga Elementary School. Miss Vincent's roll sheet contained her students' first names, their middle initials, and, of course, their surnames. If that's what she'd read that first morning, Lewis C. Lynch, I suspect I'd have had a different childhood. Though if she hadn't made the mistake, maybe somebody else would have later. She knew my father, and you couldn't blame her for assuming I was called Lou. And if she'd said Lou Lynch, everything would have been fine. But for some reason, she chose also to read my middle initial. Lou C. Lynch was the name she called. And when she did, I raised my hand. The other children turned to look at me, and I could tell by their puzzled looks that something had occurred, something I alone had missed. Even then, all might have been fine if Miss Vincent had simply noted my raised hand and proceeded down her list to the next name. Instead, she paused, her ear registering what her eye had missed, and in her hesitation, that empty beat, someone said, "His name's Lucy?" After school, I told my mother how everyone had laughed at me, that I'd been called Lucy all day. She nodded and sighed, conceding sadly, "Children are cruel. Don't let them know it hurts your feelings and they'll forget." "How?" I asked, meaning how could I keep them from knowing? "Laugh along with them," she suggested. She must have suspected that this would be impossible for me. And my father must have known it too, because when I told him the story that evening, his eyes were instantly full. "For heaven's sake, Lou," my mother said when she saw this. I don't know whether he felt bad about the derision I'd endured my first day of school, or guilty because in naming me he and my mother hadn't anticipated what might happen, or whether he'd understood what my mother did not, that my schoolmates would never forget, never tire of the joke, and that I'd be known for the rest of my life as Lucy. As I have been.